Grandma, you know what? A button came off my Dolly's dress.
You can't sew on a button by long distance. But grandparents can laugh and chat with their grandchildren. And as they do, the miles between melt away.
You know what, Grandma? I miss you so much.
Till the next time you see them,
can I come over?
Do a lot of loving by telephone.
Oh, maybe.
That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Okay, I'll come over Saturday.
I suppose you probably all know what happened in Atlantic City last Saturday when Miss America was chosen and Bert Park's rendition of the traditional "Here She Is" never got on the air. But do you know how Miss America felt at that moment? Yes, she'll be telling you that and more about herself as our guest later in this half hour of Monitor 67. I'm Gene Rayburn, and Harper's Bazaar is heard first in Anything Goes, and it does.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Any place tucked in, anything bad in, I only use hair afterwards when hiding clothes. Anything goes, anywhere it's gone back to day, and goes back to day, and that's white to day.
Ford makes big screen color TV that costs over $800, and it looks beautiful. But we also make big screen color TV that costs $299.95. It looks rather plain. Still, it has the same solid-state tuning, 26,000-volt chassis, and warranty. Of course, it's not as elegant as the $800 set, but it only costs $299.95. So take your choice. Philco color TV with a beautiful cabinet, or Philco color TV with a beautiful price.
$299.95 suggested retail price.
Buster Mathis is not only being touted as a potential heavyweight boxing champion, but is also being merchandised, and you'll learn what this is all about in a few moments in Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and Mohawk Carpets.
This is Joe Garagiola. Believe me, there isn't an athlete living who wouldn't like to find a new secret of endurance. I was reminded of this the other day when I discovered a new carpet made from a new fiber. The carpet, Majesta, was from the looms of Mohawk, and the fiber, Antron Nylon, came out of the science of DuPont. Majesta keeps its new look longer because Antron hides soil. And I don't mean it's easier to sweep dirt under this Mohawk carpet. What's happened, and this is the secret of Antron endurance, is that DuPont has modified Antron to minimize soil reflection. You can let the kids' little league run up and down on it all night. And I assure you that you'll wear out before the Mohawk Majesta carpet will look dirty. So for the sake of endurance, and beauty too, see Mohawk Majesta carpets. They sell for about $9.95 a square yard. They're made of Antron Nylon by DuPont, the carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. Jimmy Eisland is a 25-year-old businessman. Actually, he's in two businesses, and it's pretty tough to imagine anything being more different. One business is women's dresses, and the other is heavyweight fighters. While there are a great many different dresses, there's only one fighter, and his name is Buster Mathis, and the books for the two businesses are easy to tell apart. The dress business is a successful one. Buster is going to be a good investment only if he wins the heavyweight title. Eisland feels that's going to happen. Buster won the Olympic trials in 1964, and right after that, he turned pro. He's had 20 fights, won them all, 15 by knockouts. That's one side of the ledger. The other side is the fact that the investment in Mathis's career so far is $135,000. When you and your partners have that kind of money invested, you should expect to be seeing some results. However, there's an elimination tournament going on right now to decide the next heavyweight champion, and Buster Mathis isn't in it. Jimmy Ellis and Thad Spencer have already moved into the second round of that tournament. And later today, Oscar Bonavina and Carl Mildenberger will be trying to join them. The other first-round bout will be held in Los Angeles when Floyd Patterson takes on Jerry Quarry. One highly ranked heavyweight isn't in the tournament, Joe Frazier. And that's a source of hope for Jimmy Eisland, who says, "I know Buster will be the next heavyweight champion. He beat Joe Frazier in the Olympic trials, and he'll beat him again in the pros when they fight." No matter what happens in the tournament, Frazier is the man somebody will have to beat before he can call himself the champion. In the meantime, Eisland is busy doing what he calls merchandising his fighter. That means that there are Buster Mathis keychains and postcards, and there are balloons and lighters and T-shirts and neckties. All these things are designed to make the world Buster Mathis conscious. Eisland has another approach that makes him a different kind of fight manager. Piers Management, and that's the name of the firm that owns Buster's contract, also has a training camp in upstate New York that Eisland calls the first antiseptic training camp in boxing history. He says, "There's a housekeeper, but the fighters are responsible for keeping their rooms clean at all times. We even have a system of fines for staying out late or breaking other rules." Next Monday night, Buster makes his bow as a main event fighter at Madison Square Garden when he meets a former Kansas football player named Ron Marsh. That might sound like the time when the merchandising is set aside, but don't you believe it. Buster Mathis will be wearing white velvet boxing trunks, and around the waist, where you usually see the name of the manufacturer, there'll be just one word, Buster. The corner men will be wearing turtleneck sweaters with Buster written on the back in red letters. Will all these things help to make Buster Mathis the next heavyweight champion of the world? Well, to switch an old joke, they certainly will, if he can punch. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now for some carpet talk. Last commercial, we left the Little League running up and down on a Mohawk Majestic carpet made of Antron nylon by DuPont. Well, let them run. There's still nothing to worry about because Antron hides soil. The Mohawk Majestic carpet will look new longer thanks to DuPont's way of chemically modifying Antron nylon so that it minimizes soil reflection. Ask for the fiber that doesn't give dirt a sporting chance. Antron Nylon by DuPont, and the Majestic Carpet from the Looms of Mohawk, about $9.95 a square yard.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola has been brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Mohawk Carpets. And you'll be hearing from him again later today on Monitor.
In hot, sticky weather, a simple talc or dusting powder just isn't enough. It can't give you deodorant protection. But now you can use Ammon's Medicated Powder, a body powder that provides deodorant action while it soothes and comforts your skin. Ammon's powder helps keep you fresh all over for hours. And note, simple talc or dusting powder does that. Be comfortable and nice to be near. Use Ammon's Medicated Powder every day.
Right now, 15 and a half minutes before the hour, and although you may already know this next fact, I'll say it anyway because it's a most pleasant thought. We're traveling together along the Monitor Beacon.
Wally Ballou here in the car with Mr. Dale Sturdley. Mind if I call you Dale, Dale?
I'd prefer Mr. Sturdley, Wally.
All right, Mr. Sturdley. As I understand it, you've never worn a seatbelt in your life.
That's right. I always thought they were sissy stuff.
But today you've consented to.
Exactly. Put my first seatbelt on in front of your, I trust, vast radio audience.
It is. What made you change your mind?
Now, how fast is the car going?
About 30 miles an hour.
Well, then so are we. Now, say we hit that parked car over there.
Well, please don't.
The car would stop suddenly.
But we would not.
That's right, and we'd go psst, right through the windshield. It would hurt.
The National Safety Council says thousands of auto deaths could be prevented by seatbelts.
I say it would hurt to go through the windshield. Well, time to buckle up.
How does it feel, Mr. Sturdley?
Hey, always wondered why this car was so uncomfortable. I've been sitting on a seatbelt buckle for 5 years.
Yes, that's another advantage of buckling up.
Buckle up for safety.
The Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again with Monitor, where you'll hear from Miss America in just 4 minutes. Right now, here's a miss from England, Anita Harris, with Just Loving You and It's New.
I could spend my life just loving you.
On the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want a change of scene from that same dull routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Citgo. Go, you may even start to feel good about waiting at a gas station. You'll get to know your car a little better. Get to plan a family trip. Get to treat yourself and the kids to a few nicer, more relaxing minutes. While we treat your car to the finest products and service on the road. So if you're tired of the usual run-of-the-pump service, Citgo should be music to your ears. Citgo, you may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
1 week ago today, an unusual event occurred, or perhaps didn't occur is more accurate. A new Miss America was chosen at Atlantic City, and like her predecessors, she was beautiful, shapely, intelligent, talented, and charming. But when the time came for Burt Parks to sing the traditional Here She Is, Miss America, disaster struck. His microphone became disconnected. Deborah Dean Barnes, Miss America 1968, we welcome you to monitor, and tell us right off the bat here, what was your reaction?
I can tell you truthfully, I was so numb, I didn't know whether he was singing to me or not.
Actually, he was singing, wasn't he? But the mic was not...
I could hear the orchestra, but the one thing that I felt as I walked down that plank, as I called it, is
the plank.
The great responsibility that I was expected to fulfill throughout this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the New York Times, in a very cute little bit, raised the question of whether you had been legitimately crowned since Bert's song was not heard. And I guess you do know that Bert did sing the song finally. It was Monday night on The Tonight Show. Did you happen to see that?
No, I didn't. I wasn't warned. And being a faithful and good girl, I went to bed early that night, so I didn't see it.
You ever watch that show?
Oh, yes.
Gonna watch it next week?
Yes.
You may be on it.
I hope so.
Listen, if you're around, I'll be doing the show. Johnny's going to be out of town, and I'll be doing it for the week. And
I heard that.
If you're around, I'd love to have you as a guest on it. Well, now, look, let's talk more about you and find out who you are and all that. You're from Kansas, and what's the name of the town?
Moran, M-O-R-A-N.
And where exactly is that in Kansas?
It's in the very southeastern corner of Kansas, and there's only 550 people there, but they are grand people.
Yeah, they were all rooting for you, weren't they?
Oh, boy, were they.
How many other members in your family?
There are three others, my mother and my father and my sister, who is 16 years old.
Pretty as you, no doubt?
Oh, prettier.
Really?
Much prettier, yes.
And what is she? She's still in high school?
Yes, a junior in high school.
And what year in college are you?
I'll be a second semester junior when I return.
Mm-hmm. Now, a little cash will accrue to you during the course of this year that you're going to be Miss America. Do you have any plans for that?
I'm so new at this business that I haven't really thought about it, but most of it will go toward my education, which thrills me to death, because I had to close several doors to my education before because of financial situations, and now they're all open to me. I have to reconsider the situation.
How marvelous that that will be a reality for you, that you will be able to continue school. And are you studying anything special?
Yes, my major is music with a major in piano and a minor in French horn.
And what college will all this majoring occur in, which?
I'm attending Kansas State College of Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Now, where will you be traveling as Miss America 1968?
All over America, and I hope to go parts of Europe.
And what do you do on these trips?
Oh, appear and look lovely, they say.
Well, looking lovely is easy. You speak, play the piano for
whenever
them,
called on,
mm-hmm.
I speak and play the piano. Most everything they want me to do, I try my best to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're delighted that you were able to visit us here at Monitor, Deborah Dean Barnes, Miss America 1968.
It's been a pleasure.
You're going to be a very successful reigning queen.
Thank you very much.
My mother used to rise at dawn and start to file the pancakes on. I still can see the butter swim and syrup that came from my log cabin.
Log Cabin's maple flavor made pancakes a breakfast. And nowadays, you can choose from three different Log Cabin flavors. There's Log Cabin maple honey, maple-y syrup with just the right touch of country sweet honey.
And Log Cabin buttered, enriched with a taste of real butter.
And good old Log Cabin with its hearty new taste and aroma.
Three great syrups.
There's a Log Cabin favorite for everyone.
You like Log Cabin even better.
Thank you.
Buddy Rich with one of Monitor's on-the-move themes. And here's a Monitor tip for the home gardener. Apply strips of reflector tape or use luminescent paint on the handles of small garden tools and rakes. This makes them easier to find when they're lying on the ground, and it's a safety measure as well as a convenience. Now another tip. Autumn is here. Leaves are beginning to fall. You know, I noticed that today when I was coming to work. However, there's still plenty of grass to cut. So friends, get off to a flying start with the new Quick and Quiet Lawn Boy Power Mower. Quick to start, quiet on the go. Just one light push on the primer button, one easy pull on the starter cord, and you're off in a flash. Lawn Boy's twin spark ignition gives you the hottest start going. And talk about quiet. Lawn Boy's got an extra large muffler hidden under the mower housing. Muffles engine noise down into the grass. Oh, yeah, about those leaves. You throw your rake away, Lawn Boy does that job, too. It's got a king-size leaf bag, actually vacuums your lawn. See the new 1968 Lawn Boy line at your dealers. Everything from an 18-inch economy model to a big 30-inch rider, and one is just right for you. Now's the time to trade for a quick-to-start, quiet-on-the-go new Lawn Boy Power Mower. Batucada, one of Walter Wanderley's latest. We booked him for the Tonight Show next week. Latest NBC Monitor news coming up on the hour. Gene Rayburn here.
Gene, the latest news now is on the air. Gene, for thoughts and views now from everywhere.
Wonderlawn All-in-One Lawn Food is the best beauty treatment your lawn can get. That's because Wonderlawn All-in-One isn't just another fertilizer. It's mostly filler with chemicals added. Wonderlawn All-in-One is all fertilizer, all food. Every pellet of it a complete high organic meal in itself, and there are over 2 million pellets in each big bag. Also, Wonderlawn All-in-One not only feeds your lawn, it also conditions the soil and balances the acidity all in one easy application. Wonderlawn All-in-One saves you all the work and expense of applying the other materials that lawns need individually. All you need for your lawn is one bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One. One bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One does it all. And this fall, right now, when you need it, you save a dollar on every bag, regularly $4.95. You pay only $3.95 for the big 5,000-square-foot size bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One lawn food. The lawn food with over 2 million meals in every bag. The complete lawn food beauty treatment that turns lawns green, keeps lawns green. At your authorized Wonderlawn dealer, Wonderlawn, the famous name that means lawns of permanent beauty. Want another score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat. Call him weekdays at 5, Saturdays at 6 on WNBC New York.